This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما. A lot of students are asking about how to take notes. So we'll just go over this presentation quickly to see what the best and most effective way could be for you to take notes. These are only suggestions, and the experience that we have gained over the past few years in teaching the course, and inshallah they will help you. I would also like all of you to show your juz to each other so that other people can benefit from the way that you have taken notes. Okay, inshallah. So the first thing in the class is the word-to-word translation. So what I want you to do is that you mark the translation with a pencil. I told you the other day as well, if there are multiple translations, mark a particular one that has been said with a pencil. And if any other word has been given, any new translation has been given, then you also make sure that you write it down. Right? Secondly, you will see that lots of new words will be coming up. Okay? And there are some words that when you read them, you get them right away. Isn't it? You get them right away. For example, Al-Kitab. We didn't read it in Surah Al-Fatiha, but when you read it, it was easy. Right? So some words are very easy, other words will be completely new to you. Right? So what I want you to do is that you can mark the translation, not the actual Arabic word, but only the translation with a highlighter. Why? Because when you're memorizing the lesson, those words will stick out more. They will catch your eye more. And inshallah, you'll be able to memorize them better. And also, once you have memorized the lesson, let's say you open up your juz to review, then those words again will catch your sight. Right? So this will inshallah help you a lot, that highlight the translation of the difficult words, of the new words. And as for the notes, you should write them on the blank page that is provided in the juz. Right? So first of all, write the notes on the blank page. It's highly recommended that you do not use a separate notebook. Do not use a separate notebook. Why? Why? Because if you take your notes in a separate notebook and the Quran is not open in front of you, how are you going to follow along the lesson? And also sometimes, if you're reviewing the notes later on, what's going to happen? If you don't see the Arabic in front of you, how can you make the connection between the notes and the Arabic? And also, eventually, by the end of the course, you will have a set of 30 juz, and you will probably have a set of 30 notebooks. That's a lot. So think long term. Okay? And try to take your notes in the juz. If, let's say, the space is less, then you can use post-its. Right? Use additional papers or inserts that you can put in the middle. Right? So do not use a separate notebook. And also one more thing, do not write around the Arabic. Okay? Meaning, do not write around the translation. Many times people take the notes around the Arabic, it makes it very messy. And also sometimes because the place is limited, the space is very limited, your notes will also be limited. But what you can do is, let's say, just write the root letters. No more than the root letters. Only the root letters by the word. This way, when you're reviewing the root letters, all you have to do is just look at the translation page, and all the root letters, you can see them there. Okay? So you can write only the root letters around the Arabic, but do not take the explanation over there. Do not write the singular form over there. Do not write any other notes on the translation page. Keep that as the translation page only. Okay? Another thing that you could do is that you could divide the blank page into half vertically. Why? Because many times we have to write, you know, across a page horizontally, but it's very big. It's very wide. If the page is very wide, you know, sometimes we start writing in lines that are not straight. Isn't it? And sometimes, you know, it's possible that you write a sentence that takes only half a page and the rest half is lost. Okay? So what you could do is divide the page into half vertically. This way you can put more notes on one page. Okay? And also, write the explanation on the blank page adjacent to the Arabic text. So for example, if a word is in the first line of the Arabic, okay, on the Arabic page, don't write the meaning of that word all the way at the bottom of the blank page. Okay? The closer it is to each other, the easier it will be for you to review, to check your notes, okay, to revise your notes, what to write. There's so much information, what to write exactly. First of all, you should write the root letters. They are very, very important. Root letters are very important. Right now you may see, well, they're random letters, why are they so important? But eventually, inshallah, when we study the root letters in detail, and as your vocabulary of the Quran will increase, you will find the benefit of writing the root letters, or of knowing the root letters rather. So first of all, write the root letters. Secondly, write the type of the word. For example, sometimes I tell you, this word is a verb. Yesterday we went over the first few ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah and I told you about some words that were verbs. And another word that was a noun. Right? So for some words I'm going to tell you, other words I'm not going to tell you what type of word it is. Inshallah, eventually I will tell you. Right now I cannot bombard you with information. Okay? So write the type of the word as well. Why write that? Why should you write that? It will be easier for you to understand the word. When you understand the word, then memorizing the translation will also become easy. If you don't understand the word, memorization will be very difficult. Okay? So write the type of the word as well. For example, if the word is a noun, if it's a verb, sometimes the word is a description, it's an adjective. For example, in A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, I told you Ar-Rajim is the quality, it is a characteristic of a shaitan. Okay? So write these things as well. Another thing that you should write is the origin of the word or other related words that I tell you. Okay? For example, Rabb, okay. For Rabb, I told you it's from Rabba Yaribbu. Alright? I told you about Rabbatul Bayt. Right? So you should write all these words as well. If you're slow in your Arabic writing or if you find it difficult to write in Arabic, for now, write the transliteration. Okay? And later on, find out somebody in your group who writes the Arabic words and you can write those words down from their note. Okay? But initially, you are allowed to write in transliteration, meaning write the Arabic word in English, but don't do that all the way, you know, till the end of the course. Okay? Do it just right now. Another thing that you should write is the definition. Sometimes I give you the definition of the word. For example, for hamd. For hamd, I told you that it is to mention the most perfect qualities of someone who is praiseworthy. So that is a definition. I want you to write the definition as well. And then sometimes a hadith is mentioned or a verse is mentioned. Can you actually write the entire hadith at that time? Can you write the entire ayah at that time? No, you can't. So if you write just the gist, just the main point of that ayah, of that hadith, that is sufficient. And you can also write the reference. Okay? So for example, instead of writing the entire hadith that I mentioned to you about the importance of Surah Al-Baqarah, okay, you could have just written, according to a hadith in Muslim, Surah Al-Baqarah is such and such. Okay? That's it. Just one line, one sentence. Okay? So make your notes short, precise, and make sure that you write the references. And if you miss anything, then you can always ask after class. Many people, they come to me after class just to get the references. You're more than welcome to do that. Everybody is welcome to do that. Okay? Inshallah. So is it clear now? What to take? What to write? As for your homework, I've been telling you about this, but just to make it more clear now, your homework is, first of all, to memorize the word-to-word translation of that day's lesson. Okay? So your homework is to memorize the word-to-word translation, and you have to do it at least 7 times. And this is an amana on you from me. What does it mean by an amana? Something that is entrusted to you. And what do you have to do? You have to do it. You have to fulfill it. Right? So similarly, I'm putting this amana on you that you have to read your lesson 7 times. It's possible that you say, I know these verses, what's the big deal? But believe me, you will realize the benefits later on. I remember when I did the course, my group in charge, she was so strict. Every single day in the group time, she would ask, did you do it 7 times or not? Did you do it 7 times or not? And out of that fear that she would ask, And I don't want to say no, we would do it. And alhamdulillah, till now, I remember the translation because I did it 7 times. Sometimes we would do it 10 times. So even if you know the translation, you think it's very easy, just a few words, and you think, oh, I'll just remember, learn the difficult words and that's it. No, go over the entire translation. Okay? 7 times at least. So this is the first part of your homework, that you have to memorize the word to word translation. The second thing that you should do is that you should review your notes. You can do them as you memorize the lesson. You can do them before you memorize the lesson. You can do them after you memorize the lesson. But make sure that you also review your notes. Why? Because as you review your notes, what's going to happen? Your understanding of the words is going to become better. And if your understanding is better, only then memorizing will become easy. Okay? So review your notes as well. And in particular in your notes, review the root words, the root letters, review the singular plurals, and also review the definitions. Okay? And another thing that you should do as your homework is recite the verses, or at least listen to the verses. The more listening you will do, the more reading you will do, the more this learning process will become easier. The more familiar you will become with the Quran. It will not remain something that is strange. You will become more and more accustomed to Quran. The more listening, the more reading that you will do. And one thing that you can do is, for example, in a CD player, you can put a CD of Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Baqarah, and every day, just start playing from Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Baqarah all the way up until the day's lesson. Every day you could do that. If you have, you know, an MP3 player, every day just listen to the verses up until the lesson that we have done. Okay? Because the more listening you will do, the better your understanding will become. And dedicate at least an hour to do your homework. Every day. Just think of it. I have to fix 1 hour for the homework. I have to review my notes. And if you spend 1 hour, inshallah, this will really pay off. Your tests will become very easy for you. Because you know the translation already. It will become very easy for you, inshallah. And you see, the purpose of the course is not just to get a diploma at the end, right? You all came here with the niyyah to understand the Qur'an. So all of these steps will facilitate. All of these steps will enable you to understand the Qur'an better. Okay? So dedicate at least an hour. You can do that in the evening, you can do that in the morning. Find a time that is best. Okay? For those of you who are young, who do not have children, who do not have to go cook at home, spend 2 hours, spend 3 hours, do it in the evening. For those of you with children, do it early morning. Wake up a little early for Fajr. Don't sleep right after Fajr. Okay? Recite the Quran at that time. Review your translation at that time. Find some time. And if you're unable to take an hour at one go, spend about half an hour before going to bed. Spend half an hour in the morning. Okay? But make sure you dedicate at least an hour, minimum. Do it right now and inshallah, it will become easier. Inshallah. I truly understand where you're coming from, how you feel, that with the responsibilities, with, you know, other things, it does become difficult. I understand. It's so difficult to find time. But pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah He will enable you. Inshallah. Allah will reward you for the effort that you put in. Keep trying. Keep trying. I'm just giving you an example so that you can relate better and you can understand that it is possible. When I started teaching, I was only married at that time. I didn't have any children. Okay? And then last year, as I was teaching, I had my son. And I thought, that's it. I will not be able to do it. But alhamdulillah, I was very persistent. I kept doing it. And I kept praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until today, sometimes I feel it's impossible for me to go and teach. But I don't know from where the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. I really don't know. I don't know. Sometimes he's just happy on his own and I can just do my work. And other times he's so clingy that he wants all my attention and I can't even spare 5 minutes to, you know, just open up the book, open up my notes and do anything at all. But if you continue to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you continue to strive, Allah will put barakah. He will help you. You help in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you strive and Allah will help you. You know about that hadith that you take one step to Allah, Allah will take 10 steps towards you. But you have to start. You have to begin. You have to put in the effort. And inshallah, it will be possible. Allah knows us. He knows how weak we are. He knows how limited we are. He has sent this Quran to us. We have come to study it. He will inshallah give us the ability to do it. Okay? Never tell yourself, I cannot do it. Tell yourself, I can do it with the help of Allah. I cannot do it on my own. I'm too weak. But I can do it with the help of Allah. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Right? Every day, make dua for yourself, inshallah. If you make dua, is it going to work? Of course it will. Definitely it's going to work. Make dua, learn to manage your time, set priorities, and inshallah, Allah will help you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made a dua. And you know when it was accepted? After how many thousands of years? 2,000 years, maybe more or less. Allah knows when to answer the dua. There are people who attempted to do the course years ago. They weren't able to complete it. They tried again. They weren't able to do it. They tried again. They weren't able to do it. And they tried again. And alhamdulillah, Allah enabled them to do it. Sometimes our duas are not answered right away because Allah wants to see how committed we are. How persistent we are. Are we really sincere? And remember, the more dua you will do, okay, fine, even if it's not answered right away, you have the reward in the hereafter. On the day of judgment, people will wish that none of their prayers were answered. On the day of judgment, people will wish that none of their prayers were answered. Why? Because of the reward for their patience, for their making dua. And you know, sometimes, when a person, every dua is accepted, sometimes what we do is that we stop making dua even. Like, well, everything is fine. And when everything is not fine, we make dua. Still it's not fine, we make more dua. We make more dua. And we continue to make dua. So it becomes a reason for us to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.